This is FNX.
Slamcast, and can you believe it? It's 2016. The next WWE pay-per-view coming up is, of course, the annual Royal Rumble. And the winner of the Royal Rumble goes on to face the champion at WrestleMania. Will Roman Reigns still be champion by then? Don't know. Who's going to win the Royal Rumble? I want to say I was watching, I believe it was Royal Rumble 1990 last night, and there was an interesting match on there, Ronnie Garvin versus Greg the Hammer Valentine. Now, I remember watching this match years ago, but I never really truly appreciated it until last night. It was a hellacious match. It was an I Quit match, and Ronnie Garvin, in my opinion, is an underrated guy. Greg the Hammer Valentine is also a very underrated wrestler, in my opinion. Those guys put on a hell of a match. It was really good, in my opinion. Of course, that year, Hogan won. But Hogan was the champion. So, you know, it was pretty much the bragging rights of winning the Royal Rumble at that time. There's been, the very first Royal Rumble was, of course, in 1988. And over the years, like, I stopped being excited for the Rumble probably around 96, 97. And I think because up until that point, you really believed that every time a competitor came in the ring, that buzzer hit and someone come running down the aisle, you truly believed that any one of those guys could win the Royal Rumble. Because, you know, during that time, I didn't have the whole grasp of the politics and the, you know, the storylines and stuff like that. I was just a kid. So I truly believe that at the time, you know, just as an example, Owen Hart come running out, and I was like, maybe Owen Hart's going to win the Royal Rumble. Maybe the Warlord's going to win the Royal Rumble. Anything can happen at that time. And of course, now we all pretty much know who's going to win the Royal Rumble pretty much ahead of time for the most part. Royal Rumble was part of the original four pay-per-views with Survivor Series and SummerSlam and, of course, WrestleMania. So, to me, Royal Rumble means a lot. It's always been very important to me. It's been a fun event to watch. It's always interesting to see, you know, what people are going to return, what, you know, things are going to happen in the match itself. And, of course, the reaction to who actually wins the Royal Rumble. It's always interesting to see what the person's career, what type of turn it actually takes by winning the Rumble. Does it mean as much as it used to? Not so much, in my opinion, but that's just one man's opinion. What's yours? And for the love of Pete, gosh, I've told you all before, please leave a comment down below. It really frustrates me because I need feedback on this podcast. I want to know if a certain topic sucks. I want to know if a certain topic you like. I want to hear from you guys out there, the people that listen to Slamcast. I want to hear, put comments down below. You know, I don't care if you're listening to this podcast, eating a burrito from Taco Bell, or you're watching, you know, The Walking Dead on Hulu or Netflix. Take 2 seconds, comment down below. I don't care if you put, this topic really sucks, skip to another one. I'm just joking about that, but I really want feedback here, guys. I appreciate everybody who's listening. I can't really tell how many people have listened to the last podcast, because since the update, there's no longer a counter. I'm not really sure if that's like a glitch or if it's just not on there, or I'm not seeing it. Maybe somebody can answer me on that before you could actually tell how many people have listened to the podcast. I have absolutely no idea if 10 people listened to it the last time, 400 people, or, you know, six. I have no clue. Once again, thank you to the guys at the FNX Network for allowing me to come on here, letting the good doctor come on here and, you know, share my knowledge and fun insight of professional wrestling. Here's some other topics for you. This is an interesting question, at least from, you know, the mind of Dr. Nick. I want to get your guys' opinion on this. You know, everybody talks about the quote-unquote internet wrestling community, and I've already talked about this last time, so I won't go too much into it. But Joey Styles mentioned he's getting really tired of all the, you know, complaining and the trolls and stuff like that when it comes to the, you know, the sport in general, whether it's talking about TNA or Lucha Underground or Ring of Honor or just anything. You can never truly make everybody happy. They wanted more wrestling. They got that. And then people are like, well, we want more entertaining storylines. Well, they toned down the wrestling. Well, now they want both at the exact same time. I don't know if there really is an equal balance. There's always going to be that one half of the part where somebody is going to necessarily not want as much entertainment. They want more of the straight wrestling technique, and that's it. Then there are the other half who are casual watchers, or even, you know, just for the entertainment purposes. They want entertaining storylines and promos, and that's fine too. Everybody has a little piece of it that they, you know, they like and they look forward to on each broadcast. So, you know, to each their own. Recently, I don't know if you guys have seen these, but they are called the Pop Vinyl, the mini figures, the mystery minis. They come in little boxes, and there's like 12, 14 of them. There's Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker, the Bellas, Andre the Giant, you know, just to name a few. And then there's also the three exclusives to Walmart, which are the, I'm trying to think here, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Roddy Piper, and Macho Man. I could be wrong. But they're basically, they're mini pop vinyls, and they're really cool in my opinion. And you know, you don't know what's in there until you open the box. So far, I've been pretty lucky, and I've gotten no doubles of these. But they're kind of a really cool collectible to add to the collection. I think they're kind of, you know, to me, they remind me of the Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling. For those fans of the, you know, the bigger pop vinyls, you guys are going to love these. So far, I've seen them at Walgreens stores. I've seen them at Hot Topic. GameStop, I believe, has them. Which brings me to the GameStop. I went in there and traded in some spare stuff that I had, and I got about a week or so after the release day, I got WWE 2K16, which I worked through the entire 2K showcase of Stone Cold, and for some freaking reason, I'm not really sure why, but my PlayStation 4 erased all my information on that particular game. I'm not really sure what the heck happened, but I'll just play through it again. It's not that big a deal. So far, I love the game. I love the fact that it's like one of the biggest rosters they've had in a long time. I don't like the fact that you have to pay now. I mean, you unlock certain things. I get that. But before, there was no downloadable content. I don't want to have to buy a game and then spend extra money on stuff that should have already been in the game in the first place. That just irritates me, to be beyond all belief. Some people out there don't mind it. I personally think it's BS. You buy a game, the stuff should be on there. You shouldn't have to spend any more money. I guess I'm just old and, you know, used to the days of you pop in a game and you unlock stuff. You play through the game and you unlock it. You don't have to shell out extra money for something that you've already bought. And that's just my theory on downloadable content. I played a little bit of the Star Wars Battlefield. Very cool game. appreciate it. And believe it or not, I have not seen Star Wars The Force Awakens. I have not seen it yet. So far, no one spoiled it for me. I just need somebody to go watch it with me. I don't really like to go to movies by myself. Someday, very soon, a good friend of mine, maybe I'll finally be able to have someone go and watch it and see what all the hype is about. So far, I've heard good reviews. Some people have said it's either you like it or you don't, from what I've heard. George Lucas apparently is not a big fan of it. I read some of the comments about that, about him basically calling Disney white slavers. I'm not really understanding the whole thing of that. I didn't read the whole article, but I can only imagine. One of the other things I want to bring up during this podcast is when it comes to the upcoming Royal Rumble, and then, of course, the big pay-per-view, which everybody looks forward to every single year, WrestleMania. I posted a tweet earlier. It was kind of a joke, and it fits me perfectly. I'm 30 years old, and I basically said, because I've seen a lot of engagement pictures lately, people having kids, stuff like that, I'm always like, I said today, I tweeted out, I said, everybody I know is getting engaged or married or having kids. I finally beat Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on Nintendo. I've had this game forever, and finally the other day I popped it in, and it took, a couple hours. I was just, playing around with it, and I finally beat Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on Nintendo. Now, to those out there who have played the game and have experienced it, it's a hard-ass game. And for those who have beat it, congratulations. I know what pain you went through for this. But it was a hell of a game. Awesome game. Very nostalgic for me. And I finally beat the whole entire game. That is a success in my opinion. My day is complete. I also say that, my biggest decision on a daily basis is, whether I'm going to wear pants or not wear pants, or how many packets of ramen noodles am I going to eat. And I guess it comes with age, being as old as I am. It's one of those things where everybody's always constantly, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? Stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm just living my life right now. I'm just having a good time. I like coming home after work and, popping on the network or watching Hulu or Netflix, which for those who know, Netflix and Hulu are very addictive. They're awesome. YouTube. Big into YouTube. I got a YouTube channel. The link's down below. I recently did a video about the console wars of the 90s, which, was awesome. You had Nintendo and Sega. And, of course, Atari tried getting in there, but that didn't really work out for them. Go and check that video out. Check out my updates on the Slamcast Facebook page. Follow my Twitter. The link's down below as well. And, how was everybody's Christmas and New Year's? I had a pretty good Christmas and New Year's. I went figure hunting recently and, found some pretty cool stuff. I found a pretty cool listing on Craigslist one day, and I was able to pick up some pretty cool stuff from my collection for, like, dirt cheap. Because apparently, a lot of people just don't know what they have. Here's an interesting question for you. When you were growing up, what was some of your favorite systems? Did you have the Genesis, the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64? Were you a PlayStation person? What were some of your favorite games? Would you guys like to hear about, some of my favorite games and ones that I used to play? Some of my favorite PlayStation 1 games were like Crash Bandicoot, Twisted Metal, Siphon Filter, Resident Evil. I never really got into the handhelds. Like, I had a Game Gear. I really liked that. I never had a Game Boy. I just wasn't, into the handhelds that much. Never got into Pokemon. Just wasn't my generation, I guess. And, never really been a fan of anything anime. I've pretty much been wrestling He-Man, Masters of the Universe from the 80s. A lot of the other kind of obscure cartoons, but I just never really been into anime. It's not that I hate it. I just don't
don't like it that much, and for those that do, you know, all power to you. Excuse me. Anyways, I hope everybody's enjoyed this year so far. Well, in 2015, I hope you liked the previous podcast, and there's just going to be more coming. There's been recently uploaded some episodes of the United Wrestling Coalition. Go check that stuff out. The Good Doctor definitely likes watching the United Wrestling Coalition, and you never know, he might make a return there. Anything can happen. Let's see what else we got going on here in the podcast. Currently, I'm eating a bowl of ramen noodles, chicken flavored, which is completely awesome. I love ramen noodles, even though they're like one of the most unhealthy things you could possibly eat, but really good. For those of who have eaten ramen, basically I survived on ramen, especially during college and after, you know, after high school and stuff like that. A good friend of mine, which you all know from the United Wrestling Coalition, Aaron Matthews, actually introduced me to ramen noodles. Ramen noodles are awesome, especially with hot sauce. I mean, chicken flavored is awesome. If you'd like to go back and listen to the really good episode with myself and Jason V, we talked about many topics. Check that out. There's also a lot of other really good shows on the FNX Network. Check out all them guys, too. FNX Network is a really good website for anybody who's a fan of many different things. Comics, video games, superheroes, sports, news, all kinds of stuff. It's a really great website. Tell everybody. Tell your grandma. Tell your, you know, your mom, dad. Tell everybody. I want everybody to go check out the FNX Network. I want everybody to check out all these other really great podcasts. Check out their YouTube channels. Everything. I want everybody to see how awesome this is. Anyways, before I go, I just want to leave you guys with this little bit of a parting thought. What is something that you remember growing up or when you became a fan of professional wrestling in general? What was the match or the specific moment that you became a fan? What kept you becoming a fan? What are some of the things who, you know, that have come up that made you not want to be a fan? But ladies and gentlemen, this has been another installment of Slamcast featuring Dr. Nick, and I will see you all later.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, one week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
My song and I won't.
Shoot the Defense is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests, from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootingDefence.com, and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike, and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.